Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I want to get into like, oh, should they, you know, who specifically they should be targeting. But Jordan Reed mentioned Veach is always aggressive when he sees a prospect that he loves. That's nothing necessarily new. We all know that. They loved Trent McDuffie a couple years ago, so they traded all the way up. That was the whole thing at one point in time before the trade. Like, oh, you know, Brett Veach never trades up in the draft. Remember that? That was the conversation.
Yeah.
Well, they traded up for a guy they loved in Trent McDuffie, and it turns out he might end up being the best cornerback in football here very, very soon. He's already, to me, top five. He might be consensus number one very soon, as in by the end of this season.
Yeah.
So it was a great pick. He'll be someone that we'll be talking about in a couple of years needing a contract extension. What do you want? What do you want them doing at 32? Because I did catch your conversation driving in about, hey, do you trade up to get a wide receiver? And I actually do agree with Speck on this, which is if you're trading up, I would rather it be because you think there's a tackle that you can't miss and he's your franchise left tackle. Not that he's the wide receiver that this year is going to be your number four or number three wide receiver. I would rather it be you love either another defensive lineman. I know you're big on the on going out and getting more interior on the defense, help on the defensive line. Excuse me. I think they should trade up if they're going to trade up. Only if it's, hey, we don't think this franchise left tackle is going to be there at 32. We think he's there at 25.
Okay, it doesn't have to just be that position for me. I'm more open than that. And here's the thing. Like the prevailing consensus amongst the analytics community, by the way, is that there is no value at all, period, ever, for trading up. Now, that takes so much context out of it. Do you think that the Chiefs got value out of trading up for Patrick Mahomes? Of course. The trading up value is very simple. It is not worth trading up under any circumstance unless you get it right. Then all the value in the world. The problem is more often than not, because the draft is a complete crapshoot, people who trade up don't get it right. But was there value when they gave up the pick to go up to McDuffie? Yeah, I'd say so, as you had previously pointed out. The two positions I am interested in trading up for are wide receiver and, yeah, left tackle. I'm not dead set that left tackle has to be drafted in the first round of this draft. But I also understand that if it's a day one starter type, the odds of him just like oopsie stumbling to 32 and you get to just plug and play him, pretty low. 22, 25, more likely. Not a guarantee, but more likely. So if it is the Trent McDuffie situation, that's the case. But I'd still do it for wide receiver. Drew had mentioned earlier Brian Thomas Jr. It doesn't really matter the name that you're interested in. But if Adonai Mitchell is your guy, you think he's a future star. He's your Trent McDuffie of this draft, and you're convinced. And you're sitting at 32. Don't wait till 32. It's a mistake. That's where, like, screw Sean Payton for saying, oh, Patrick Mahomes is my guy. Well, then don't just sit there at 11. If he was really the dude you thought he was, get to 9. He's yours at 9. That's why I like the trade up in the first round, especially because I don't think they need depth everywhere either. I'll be honest. I'm not, you know, same position applies as a couple of years ago. I don't think they need 9,000 positions in this draft.
What do you guys think it takes? So say, for instance, I don't know the exact team order again, but there's a wide receiver stretch in the 20s. What do you think it takes to go from 32 to 25?
Usually like a third. The pick they're going to get for L'Jarius Sneed whenever that becomes official.
Yeah, I think it's just as simple. You said it, though, Cody. Just the only way I believe you're trading up from 32, it has to be someone that you truly think is almost like a can't-miss type of guy. That you think he should have gone much earlier in the draft, and somehow he's there. And I think that's what happened with Trent McDuffie. And it helps when we now know that pick turned out well. So there's a great track record of knowing if this staff evaluates and identifies a certain player that they really do fall in love with, well, they've acknowledged and they've shown us, I guess, that they're pretty good at that, identifying that player.
Yeah.
So if you told me that we're sitting there on that Thursday night next month and the Chiefs go from 32 to 25 or 26, I'm going to actually feel pretty confident about the pick just because there's a strong track record. The only other time they've traded up ended up being maybe a guy that's turned out to be the best cornerback in football. And so I will, to me, immediately we will get the benefit of the doubt just off of that. I think they've earned that at this point. Now, I also think there's still a real possibility they trade back. We're talking about the fun part, which is being aggressive and trading up. There's also, hey, you don't have as many picks this year. You have a strong track record of drafting here recently. You've got a team in the middle of a dynasty.
No one wants to let you trade up?
Yeah.
That's the other part of it. Remember, nobody really wants to trade with the Chiefs.
And it's tricky because you and I have discussed, like, their first round pick this past year, Felix Anjuke-Uzomah, did not really contribute this season. And so, you know, by trading back, are you now less likely to have a guy with your first pick, even if it's a second round pick, contribute and all that? But I think when you see the guys we've discussed that are due extensions, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, Nick Bolton, you know, we're not talking about first rounders. We're talking about guys that were taking second, third round picks. And so that's where they've really thrived. And so if you told me that they had to trade back, as much as it would suck waiting on Thursday night for them to pick at 32 and then they don't actually pick, if all of a sudden they add another third round pick or something like that, get some more bullets in the chamber for Brett Veach. And like, I think that usually bodes pretty well.
Almost feels I get it. One of the third round picks is for next year. So it's not like, but that's what makes me think they're moving up. Their willingness to trade Sneed there makes me think that they want that pick and feel like they can use that pick in a similar mode to trade up. I think that's why Jordan Reed in that report is making that assumption about what they're doing. Now, look, some of it is because, I don't know, everything you hear about, I think there's other stuff going on with Sneed, like not like off the field, but just like more than you would like to admit as a fan. Like, I think that knee might just be like a wet noodle at this point. And if that's the case, then, you know, there's just less value out on the market for a player that they still got to get $55 million guaranteed to.
Yeah, the Sneed thing, and I think clearly impacted compensation, but the knee stuff with Sneed is real. But also, it clearly isn't so bad that a team was willing to, you know, not give him $55 million guaranteed. So that's where I'm at. Like, it impacted the compensation. It's clearly a concern.
Plus, he passed the physical,
too. That the scans are problematic. But they can't be so devastating, or the Tennessee Titans wouldn't have given him a $55 million guaranteed contract.
If they do trade up, Gold, you want it to be for a tackle?
I would rather be a tackle.
But he really wants a tackle. This is 3 years running. Gold desperately wants a franchise.
Wanted one last
for
year.
Sure left tackle. I think that's why you really liked, and we both didn't have a problem with, you really liked the Orlando Brown Jr. deal, because it seemed like that might be what happened there.
Sure.
And then he played here, and then the contract numbers, and they're like, nah, that's not our lifetime tackle. Let's figure out the next one. And they've cycled through. Now, I would make the same argument that we've made about other things. Hasn't exactly stopped them from being great. They haven't had a franchise left tackle, and they still got 3 Super Bowl titles in the last 5 years with 0 franchise left tackles. So, you know, that might be where I'm like, you know. And now you could be like, why do you want a first-round wide receiver? They haven't had one of those, and it sure hasn't stopped them. Like, well, they had 1 Super Bowl title with a franchise wide receiver. 2 without. I want to go back to the franchise one. So there's always an argument because of the level of success they've had to just be like, but they're fine. Nothing they need is that desperate, but there's still a point where you need to lock down a position.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.